In the shadowy world where love and control blur, Ava Nash awakens in a hospital bed to find her worst nightmare holding her hand. Eli King, the man who once cruelly rejected her, claims they've been married for 2 years. The last thing she remembers is fleeing from him at a club, yet somehow she's lost 2 years of her life and ended up as his wife. More disturbing still, this powerful man is not just her husband, but her legal guardian, controlling her medication, treatment, and every aspect of her life. In wedding photos, her eyes reflect not love, but something closer to fear. When she attempts to drive his Bugatti, security blocks her exit. She's not allowed to drive, per Mr. King's orders. This isn't a marriage. It's a beautifully constructed cage, with Eli positioning himself as both jailer and protector of a woman with a history of psychosis, fugue states, and dissociative episodes. Despite hating Eli, Ava finds herself magnetically drawn to him. Their relationship becomes an electric dance of provocation and desire, with Ava pushing his buttons to reclaim control. She throws parties on his yacht, disorganizes his books, and dresses provocatively to irritate him. Eli responds with terrifying possessiveness, stabbing a business associate who suggests trading wives, firing staff who merely look at her, and threatening any man who eyes her. Their physical relationship mirrors this power struggle. Eli takes her roughly, always positioning her so he can't see her face, denying emotional connection even during intimacy. He'll run her baths afterward, take her to shows, bring flowers, but never lower his walls. Ava hates herself for craving his touch, even as she feels herself ripping at the seams each time he turns away from her. What kind of marriage burns with passion while forbidding true intimacy? As Ava's memory returns, she uncovers their marriage's disturbing foundation. 2 years earlier, stranded on a dark road after nearly hitting a truck, she was helped by a man named Oliver who turned predatory. When he attempted to assault her, Eli appeared and killed Oliver. With chilling indifference, he proposed, "Marry me, and I'll bury our secret." At their wedding, Ava contemplated escape until Eli whispered, "Either stay and go through with the wedding, or I'll kidnap you to a place no one can find you. And if you prove to be a hassle, I'll slice your throat as effortlessly as I did Oliver's." With a savage kiss that drew blood and a whispered, "Mine," Ava realized she was trapped for life. Yet at a charity event, Eli discovers Ava is still a virgin, revealing they never consummated their marriage despite 2 years together, raising questions about their true arrangement. Ava's mental illness fragments her reality through vivid hallucinations, her grandmother's ghost hurling accusations, shadows becoming menacing figures, and familiar places turning alien. During severe episodes, panic attacks disconnect her completely, leaving her adrift in confusion and terror. She relies on grounding techniques developed through years of therapy, wiggling her toes to feel physically connected, reciting basic facts about herself, and carrying a small stone to touch when anxiety builds, lifelines when reality begins slipping away. Her struggles began during university when, as a promising cellist, a devastating performance shattered her confidence, leading her to self-medicate with alcohol and drugs. The story opens with Ava seeking oblivion in a mic club, mixing prescriptions with whatever substances she finds to silence her mind's cacophony. Eli's role presents a moral dilemma. His controlling behavior, monitoring her medication, screening calls, making unilateral treatment decisions, blurs the line between protection and control. Is his domineering behavior necessary for her survival, or a subtle form of abuse masked as protection? The pivotal moment in their relationship occurred during the night of the accident. After discharging Ava from Blackwood Mental Institute against medical advice, Eli found her atop their mansion's staircase, a tearful figure in silk. Their confrontation escalated as Ava accused him of being repulsed by her. "You won't even look at me anymore. We've been married for months, and you've never touched me. Is it because I'm damaged?" Her vulnerability contrasted with the kitchen knife she suddenly revealed. When Eli explained his presence triggered her episodes, Ava threatened him weakly. In her distress, she accidentally stabbed his abdomen. Shocked, she stumbled backward off the top step. Despite his injury, Eli failed to catch her. Her fall down the marble staircase ended with a sickening thud. The accident caused retrograde amnesia, erasing memories of their troubled past. During recovery, Eli withheld the truth about their marriage. This deception offered an unexpected fresh start, a chance for genuine feelings to develop without the shadow of his past cruelty. When Ava's memories return, she's devastated. She confronts Eli about making her listen to recordings of her parents discussing her condition, forcing her sobriety, committing her to a psychiatric ward, changing her therapist, isolating her from friends, and tracking her movements. In a dramatic confrontation, she walks on broken glass, refusing his help. When he approaches, she threatens herself with a glass shard, demanding divorce and transfer of guardianship to her father. "I'd rather die than stay married to you," she declares, before he's forced to tranquilize her. After separation, Ava signs divorce papers and plans to return to the mental institute. Eli falls into depression, lying on her side of the bed amid her decorations, calling daily about her progress. Reconciliation begins when Ava learns from a friend that Eli wasn't controlling her for power, but trying to help her recover from alcoholism and protect her. She discovers Eli has been visiting her nightly at the clinic for 5 months, reading to her as she slept. What she thought were dreams were actually his visits. This revelation changes everything. When Ava confronts Eli at their house, their connection is undeniable. She offers to forget the divorce if he'll try to love her someday. Eli confesses he already loves her completely. His possessiveness transformed into love, and without her, his world lost color. He loves everything about her, even her pink obsession and romance novels. 17 months later, they have newborn triplets. Ava has won an international cello competition with invitations from London's orchestras. Instead of touring Europe, she focuses on family and mental health charities. Though depression occasionally returns, these episodes are increasingly rare. She no longer hides her struggles, but seeks help when needed. Ava thanks Eli for loving her through darkness and giving her these precious babies, the Daft dog and the Diva cat. He caresses her cheek, saying he wouldn't want this life with anyone else. Their love story's power lies in facing obstacles together. Eli no longer shields Ava from her mind, and she no longer escapes reality. They've built a life accommodating her condition while helping her thrive, showing that relationships with dark beginnings can find light through honesty and acceptance.